none but the hungry heart. 7:10, behold the man. God hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2 verse 6. There aren't many truly happy Christians, simply because there aren't many who really abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our risen Lord is the source of our happiness as we rest in him, triumphant over circumstances, not hopelessly underneath them. Happy is the abiding believer, hid with Christ in God. I must not only see my position in the Lord Jesus, but I must come near to the one who set me there. Many are disappointed that after hearing with delight and receiving the truth of their position, they are not more affected by it. The reason is that they rest too much in the position and have not occupied themselves increasingly with their risen Lord, have not drawn nearer to him and recognize him as the only one who can make it all experiential in them. Is the living person now in heavenly glory really the object of our hearts? For some time after I knew the Saviour, I used to think of him as one who had lived and died on earth long years ago, and I well remember the day when I knelt down with a dear brother who prayed that we might know the Lord Jesus as a living person in heavenly glory. And it dawned upon me that there was a present object for my heart in heaven. Our hearts will never be satisfied until that glorified Lord Jesus becomes our object, bright and fair. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3 verse 2.